people around the world. Sync your smartphone to your Bluetooth with your earpiece on your ear. Take your iPod, your iPad with your HD display. Connect them to the cloud so your data's up to date. With your tablet in the air, play some solid game. Log into Facebook, tag a photo you can share. Tweet your plans, and play some Angry Birds now. Come on, baby, tell me who's the nerd. Nerd up. Everybody say, grab your GPS and get up on your Segway. Nerd up. It's a way of the world. No matter where you are, you got a 4G signal.
It's time for the Nerd Up Podcast, and here are your pod hosts, Guilty Wilson.
Nerd Up! Hello, welcome to another episode of the Nerd Up Podcast. I'm Guilty Wilson.
And I'm Isaac Wilson.
That's right, me and Isaac are doing the podcast this time around, and this time, it's a special podcast. We're broadcasting, or podcasting, straight from the Eagle Theater in Robinson. We just got through watching Percy Jackson and, what was it,
the Sea of Monsters.
Sea of Monsters.
Yeah. And it's not like they said that a million times.
Like a bazillion times in the movie. But anyway, we just got through seeing it in 3D, as a matter of fact. And I'll tell you what, I got to give this one a great review. It was a blast. First of all, let's see, the main idea is that the character Talia, is she in the first movie? I never saw the first movie.
I don't know. I think they just told the backstory in this movie.
During this one, yeah. Because I never saw the first one, and it didn't seem familiar. But, yeah, so she basically she sacrificed, or she died when she was attacked going to the camp for half-bloods. Those are the half-human and half-gods. And sometimes not just human either, as we found out in this movie.
Can they just be called demigods?
Demigods. Oh, yeah, kind of. Or semigods, maybe. So, anyway, they were headed to camp, and she pretty much sacrificed herself for the camp. And then when they came into the camp, they were attacked by Cyclops. Or several Cyclops. Is that Cyclopi? I don't know. Anyway, so then she sacrificed herself and became a tree, and Zeus gave her the opportunity to keep living, and she became the tree. And that tree created a barrier so that those seeking harm against the demigods, half-bloods.
We'll just call them half-bloods.
Half-bloods is what the movie and what the book calls them. So, but anyway, they kept anybody from bringing damage or bringing harm to them. And, well, in this one, we find out Luke, who was thought to have been drowned in the previous movie, well, he's still alive, and he's trying to... there's a side mission, basically, of he's trying to bring Kronos back to life. Now, know your mythology. That's what I love about the Percy Jackson series and the movies, is that you got to know your Greek mythology. And in the Greek mythology, Kronos was the father of the gods, and he decided to eat his children, with the exception of was it Hades? Hades, Zeus, and Poseidon. And they teamed up and...
Was Hermes just a messenger of the
gods?
Yeah.
Okay. Those three rebelled against, and they actually killed Kronos. Well, Luke has found a way to bring Kronos back to life. Well, at the same time, he attacks the... camp, or sends a force to...
He attacks the tree, basically.
Yeah, attacks the tree. He attacks the camp, but at the same time, he's attacking the tree to get into the camp. And he poisons Talia, the tree. So now the people in the camp have to go out and find a cure because Talia's poisoned. Well, the same thing that's going to cure Talia is also going to bring back to life Kronos, the Golden Fleece. And that's the cool thing about it. It's like that they got a... All the mythology you would ever want is in this one. And so the journey begins. And so now you know the gist of the story. It's a race to find the Golden Fleece. And actually, there's a little twists and turns in here. But we'll try not to do too many spoilers. However, I want to tell you there's some great stuff in this movie. Isaac, first of all, I want to talk about our favorite parts. Pick one favorite part of the movie that you had. And I'll tell mine. My favorite part of the whole movie, and I'll give you time to think about it. My favorite part was the CGI. The CGI was just phenomenal. I was totally surprised. I didn't think they'd put that much into it. Because most of these times, these types of movies, it's, you know, the Avengers, yeah, I can see the CGI, a lot of attention. This one is kind of a young adult type movie, and they don't really, they allow the young adults actually have more imagination than real adults. And so they can even get by with stuff. But no, the CGI in this one was just beautiful, especially the hippocampus. That was like one of the coolest creatures in there.
The what?
The hippocampus, the seahorse.
Oh, is that what that was called?
And it was just beautifully done. They had it looking like a horse, and the sea dragon, actually, if you look up pictures of a sea dragon, it looked more like one of those. But the skin on it, everything was just beautiful, beautifully done, and all the other creatures too. But in this one, the other aspect of it is that Percy finds out he has a half brother. Well, the half brother is the son of Poseidon and a Cyclops, so the half brother is a Cyclops, and so the CGI used on that as well to create the kid's face, making it look like a Cyclops, was really well done. It looked real. So that was my favorite part. Did you have a favorite part?
Probably the part where they went into the Sea of Monsters, and people that probably know the Greek mythology probably know the monster is guarding the Sea of Sea of Monsters, the like big mouth whirlpool thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was weird because I don't know. It looks odd to see the inside of the monster, how it's underwater, but like you don't really notice that because you don't notice pressure going against the sides of the stomach.
Yeah. Are you saying there's some scientific flaws here? Yeah, I mean, but yeah, I see what you mean. Once you get inside, it's like they're in the belly of the beast. And that is kind of... you said something during the movie about how it was that the same monster that ate Boba Fett.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
But only that monster was... what was the name of that thing? Oh, from Star Wars. But it was in sand, though.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you...
It's Desert Brother.
Yeah, the desert... Yeah, there you go. But the CGI in this was... That just what got me the most.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That monster was part of the CGI, that aspect of it. And the other aspect I liked about it has to be the storyline. You got... It's a typical coming of age type thing, and a lot of these books, the Percy Jackson books, are about, you know, hey, growing up and realizing, you know, lessons in life. But this one is like he gets a brother, and the brother is shunned by society.
Shunned.
It's like maybe having a relative that's like, you know, a little different than everybody else. And everybody's like calls you the nutty one because that's your brother, and so, but you say, "Hey, he's my brother." Well, it's kind of he had to face that kind of a when someone is different aspect, and that kind of made a nice side storyline. And of course, all of them were about friendship. That's one thing I like about the young adult movies, like Harry Potter, this, and there's another series out, but off the top of my head, I can't remember. But they're all about, hey, it's a matter of. Your friends are the ones that are going to help you out and be there for life. So, but all in all, what would you give this as a rating? Let's say out of 5 stars, well, how many stars would you give this one?
I was going to say out of 10, I was going to give it like an 8 or something.
An 8, so that'd be a 4 out of 5 stars.
Basically.
Let's see if I have to do the math. See, I'm making you do math now. But I would give this a 4.5, easily 5, and mainly because... The CGI just blew me away in this one. And we saw it in 3D, so the CGI in 3D was even better. But the performance in this, the actors are just wonderful. I mean, it's really cool to see Stanley Tucci as Dionysus, and he's cursed by Zeus. And, you know, Dionysus, he's the god of wine, but he can't drink wine anymore. So every time he goes to pour a glass of wine, it turns into water. I like the line in there. It says, you know, the Christians have a guy that can do this in reverse. I like that god. So that was a cool line. There's a couple other good lines in there that were just... It had a bunch of great one-liners. But Stanley Tucci and Anthony Stewart Head. A lot of people may know him as Giles from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He was also in another movie recently that I just... Oh, Repo Man. You didn't see that, Isaac. You can't see that one. But it was cool to see him as Chiron, and the CGI on creating the centaur, really, they worked out really well. Oh, and then our surprise, the Cyclops that was guarding the Golden Fleece, Ron Perlman played him. And I told you when we saw the credits at the end, you said, yeah, that's familiar. And it's Hellboy. That's cool. Playing this. But yeah, this has got a lot of nerd dream actors. Oh, Nathan Fillion played Hermes. And Nathan Fillion, he is the captain of the ship in Firefly. He is also in Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog with, the name jumps out. Neil Patrick Harris. There we go. But he's like one of those characters, and he even says a line in there. He talks about how Hercules was a great TV series is canceled, but he's also kind of referring to his own TV series because he's got several that gets canceled, like Firefly, which was so awesome, but it got canceled. And yeah, they use a little Hercules thermos to get them out of some trouble. It's pretty cool. But all in all, head to the Eagle Theater. I mean, if you're in Robinson or the Clintonia Eagle Theater in Clinton, Illinois, either one of those, head out and check out this movie.
Or head to what, if you're listening outside of this state, head to whatever theater is nearest to you.
Yeah, definitely so. But we saw it. I mean, that's the one thing. Sean Mitchell and I, when we used to have this podcast long ago, it's about a year ago actually, we were talking about how wonderful the Eagle Theater is and to have that here in this small community. And I have yet to go to the Clintonia Theater in Clinton, but one of these days we're going to have to make it a trip. But anyway, the people are lucky to have this caliber of a theater. The sound in this theater, that was the cool thing, too. I mean, yeah, it's in the movie, but the sound quality inside the theater with the speakers surrounding, really.
The surround sound?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And a movie a long time ago, I think it was like Megamind, you could hear someone from the crowd whenever they were cheering for the main hero. Uh-huh. Like, it sounded like they were actually in the theater.
Yeah.
So I actually looked back, but then you could hear it on the big screen and say, thank you, random civilian.
Yes. Yeah. And then that's the way this one was. Whenever some of the things would fly by towards the front of the theater, there were times when they came from the back and I'd have to look and I was like, oh, that's just not only in 3D, but in 3D sound as well. So but the quality here at the Eagle Theater is awesome. They got a great, and hey, great prices too. So head on to the Eagle Theater if you're in the area in Robinson or Clinton to get to the Clintonia Theater. That's a mouthful. By the way, check out their Magic Keychain. Magic Keychain. You buy a keychain for $5. That entitles you between August 30th and October 17th. You get $5 will get you the keychain, and then every movie is only $5, no matter when you see it, except for 3D movies. And also, it will get you a free upgrade on your soda and popcorn. So, good deal there. So, Eagle Theater in the Clintonia Eagle in Clinton, or the Eagle Theater in Robinson, check them out. So, that's it for this podcast. I'm Gil T. Wilson.
I'm Isaac Wilson.
And see you next time. Stay nerdy. Nerd up.
www.gilwilson.com.
If you need quality voice work for your radio commercials, audio for TV commercials, or maybe just for that message on hold for your business, you need to check out
www.gilwilson.com.
GILWILSON.com. www.gilwilson.com. Check it out. It's quirky. It's fun. It's innovative.
In a world that needs a little magic, the Eagle Theater in Robinson offers the best deal ever. Ever.
The Eagle Theater is offering up magic. Pick up a magic keychain for only $5 and you'll be entitled to a $5 ticket every time you go to a movie, 3D not included, from August 30th through October 17th. The magic keychain also allows you to get a single pop and or popcorn upgraded to the next larger size at no additional cost. The magic keychain, only $5 and only available at the Eagle Theater in Robinson.